And on this St. Patrick's Day, friends, we are delighted to welcome a good friend of ours, and indeed probably one of the most prominent Irish-born entrepreneurs in the United States, because he doesn't have any competition, among other things. So let's welcome, first of all, John Fitzpatrick, and the hotelier, and indeed the secret millionaire, and all of the many hats that you have worn up until now, John Fitzpatrick, will probably have to take second place to your newest job as chairman of the American Ireland Fund. You're very welcome, John.
Adrian, thank you very much. Glad to be here. Delighted to be here.
You know, the time, the season, there was always speculation, and indeed we were hoping that Loretta Brennan Glucksman, who for 18 years headed the greatest organization in terms of support for Ireland and the American Ireland Fund, I think year after year was saying, but she can't quit. She can't step down. Who is going to step into those enormous shoes, not her shoe size now, but the enormous shoes that needs to be filled?
Yeah, well,
and you have it.
Well, these are very big shoes to fill, and but she's a great lady, and you know, we've got to remember Loretta's not going anywhere. She's still there,
right.
Very much involved, but and she's been a great support to me since my takeover. And
right.
I called her, as I said, in Washington over the dinner, the Ireland Fund dinner in Washington. I said she's the first lady of philanthropy. She's been there so long and so great that it's a tough act to follow, but as things move on, as I said, she's not going anywhere. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm 12 weeks, I think, nearly, I'm counting it.
Mm-hmm.
As she said to me going into the dinner the other night, she said, I am so happy that I'm not doing that tonight. And I said, what did you let me into the room? But it's great.
We should talk, though, in my introduction there, saying that you have no competition. Actually, as a hotelier, one of the reasons I assume that as an Irish-born hotelier in the United States, your father and your mom, Patty, in setting up New York as a base, first of all, had, you know, it was a period, it wasn't a very stable period in America at the time. It wasn't, and to think that Fitzpatrick's Hotel, extremely well-renowned indeed in Ireland, but that they would come, that Fitzpatrick's would come here into this city and set up a hotel was amazing. It was big news.
I totally agree with you. I remember my father, you know, the few years before it happened, he used to come back from his sales trips in the States and come back to us out in Killiney, and he'd always say to us, he'd say, there's Irish pubs all over New York, and nobody's ever put an Irish hotel, so we've got to do it. And we all thought he was dreaming, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And saying that Dad was a great optimist, but he was right, and that's how it happened. Now, it didn't take off automatically. People say, oh, it automatically must have just opened the doors and filled. It didn't, because, you know, a lot of my business is Irish, but I had to get the American business too, and they couldn't even pronounce Fitzpatrick, never mind. They were calling me Fitzgerald.
Right.
So it was a big challenge and a big jump for us, but thank God it worked.
And, of course, spread from there to Chicago. But I think the realization was that New York was the hub, that New York is, in fact, a great place. And as such, having made a rip-roaring success out of Fitzpatrick's, it was easier to say, meet you in Fitzpatrick's, or we're staying in Fitzpatrick's. Fitzpatrick's, your second hotel, Fitzpatrick's Grand Central, has absolutely taken off and is it's a landmark.
Yeah. It is. It's funny you should say. People say, well, why did you open a second hotel in New York? Well, we never planned to open a second. It was always one hotel here and one somewhere else. But
yeah.
It became so popular, we realized that there was room for it. And the type of hotels we run are not big, giant hotels where you walk in, there's hundreds and hundreds of rooms. It's a boutique. It's meant to be personal service. And that's how it happened. So it's only 10 blocks. We never thought 10 blocks down the road we would be to open a second hotel. And again,
how many rooms are in the Fitzpatrick Hotel?
Well, up here on 57th Street, there's just 100, 99,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are suites, and then there's 50 rooms and 50 suites. Where in Grand Central, there's 155, so it's actually a bigger hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And the bar down there is amazing, too, that wheel tapper. It just gets busier and busier, and every time we think we've hit the height, it goes bigger again. And I think it's since we put that outdoor bar in it as well, has made a huge difference. So it's both of them are doing, thank God, doing very well. But it's down to the support of the Irish, and it's down to the support of the Irish Americans that come and visit us.
Now, if somebody were to ask now in particular, who would head a hotel federation in New York? And somebody said, well, let's start with, he has a Dublin accent. Said, no, I asked you. But you actually got very, very deeply involved and are in the hotel federation.
Well, look, it's like any business. You've got to get into it. And as I said, a lot of my business is Irish, mm-hmm. non-Irish as well. So I took over chairman of the New York Hotel Association. But then somehow I got into the American Hotel and Lodging, which is a nationwide one, which now I'm chairman of that. I stepped down from the New York and took over the national one. So that's taken up some of my time, too. So I'm now traveling all over the States.
Will you be able to tie in any business with the American Ireland Fund while you're going around the country, Eddie?
Well, it's funny. I just left Washington yesterday, and I said to myself, I'm back down there in 10 days' time on the American Hotel and Lodging. So I hope somewhere along the way I can get a little bit of business in. But it's our business. Yeah, I've got to remember I've got a day job as well, and this American Hotel and Lodging is very important to me because a lot of these organizations have run by top management, but not owners. And owners look at their business a little bit different sometimes than the people that work there. So you have to be very careful and make sure that you're covering all aspects of it. And that's one of the things.
I want you to briefly tell us, for a great number of people, we are broadcasting, friends, worldwide on irishradio.com. But my reference to the secret millionaire, give us a short version of that.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick one because I hate that name. but basically, it's where I went undercover. And it was a TV show that was done. I was very apprehensive about doing it because... It was done in Ireland, in RTE,
mm-hmm.
and the production company were Animo. And when they approached me, I thought it was going to be like another Big Brother or something like that. And I said, look, I'm not into that. It's got to be real. And look, bottom line, it was real. I went undercover into a place in Dundalk, which I never heard of, never been in Dundalk in my life. And believe it or not, worked in there undercover, had no idea who I was, trying to go around and find different organizations to help. At the end of the week, I did pick three of the organizations, and that's 3 years ago, would you believe, this year, and I'm still up there working at the moment. I'm trying to build a boxing club for the kids up there, and we're putting a bid on the building, and we're having a lot of people bidding against us. I hope they all back off and let me get this building for the kids up there.
I think there are many who wouldn't take on John Fitzpatrick from once he sets his mind to something, but we should also point out that you have raised millions and millions of dollars, and indeed for the first time this year when we were broadcasting in Northern Ireland, and we went to see the Coromelia Centre, which to us before that was just this fanciful place that existed. What is it, what does it do, and how did you become involved in it?
Well, it was in my early stages when I sent up the Etna and Paddy Fitzpatrick Memorial Fund in honor of my parents that I got involved through the American Ireland Fund to donate money up there. And they recommended the Coromila to me, and I had no idea what it was. And because it's so far up in County Antrim, right, as you know, you're looking over at Scotland. It's on the tip of Ireland at the Giant's Causeway. So basically, in the early days, it was a reconciliation centre, and basically before the Good Friday Agreement, where all parties would come, and the rule they had there was totally neutral. But if you had one party, couldn't have a meeting unless all parties were present. But it was one of the side of it was that, but also it was to look after the communities, bring kids from poor areas in Northern Ireland up for weekends, just get away out of those rough and tough areas, the troubled areas, and let them spend a weekend on the beach. But also for families, single mothers, it was a wide range, and it's just a fantastic, just a little bit of heaven up there in a sense. And you know, when you go up there, it's so far to get to, you know, you're hesitating to go there, but once you get there, you don't want to leave, you know. So it's a great place. And now since the Good Friday Agreement, it's still used, and it's used not just for conflict in Northern Ireland. A lot of come from Europe and they have their meetings and their conferences there, and it's just a great, it's a special spot.
Well, for that and for everything else you do, I know that a great number of people will not be surprised if you continue to make the biggest job in America as chairman of the American Ireland Fund. If you continue to make that the success that it is, and we wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, Adrian, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
And friends, St. Patrick's Day 2014 from New York City, capital of the world. You're listening to The Flannelly Show live on www.irishradio.com.